How are you doing?
Oh, man, I had a fire song. I tell you, I had asked Dee and Bob to come up to my, I don't think they'd better do it. You know, I'm really not feeling like I wanna do anything. You know what I mean? And I was gonna open that knot and so forth. You tell I have confidence that I've got a virus. It also occurs to me, it's not the major. To see if I can do a radio address and try on Veterans Day the 25th, so I've gotta work on that a little. I just like for them to come when I can't spend.
When you can spend a little bit of time with them, it'd be better.
Yeah, but I also, I just.
And you.
I feel that I probably ought to not have to see somebody.
I think you ought to be able to go sleep.
I may go to, well, I have got plenty of sleep, but I think, yeah, if I go to Camp David, I'll just sit around and try to.
It should be beautiful. Again, it should be beautiful, I suggest that.
And then it occurs to me that, I don't know. Well, next week is the week after that, the two of you.
Yes, you have that meeting on Saturday.
There'll be, the dish shifted all week, and I don't know whether we'll do it here or do it in Cuba Skin. Sorry, Cuba Skin, come to Cuba Skin, Cuba Skin after the two of you. Show kills. We'll then go there, let's see if I go there the 30th, Saturday.
talk to you sometime about Tricia and Julie and, well, not Julie, Tricia must say in expenses, but when you have a minute. Well, they go to Camp David and have them buy, he brings his cleaning there, cleaning that has been backed up during the week. And then there's no effort to pay this. They buy, he sends out for razor blades and a razor and all this stuff. There's no excuse for that when they're down there.
Well, those are the little things that I would just not bother with now.
I know.
Want to get into it now, and it'll be, and I'll get into it in the time when I think about it more.
In the meantime, you want me to go ahead and say
it? Yeah, don't tell
that to them. Oh, I don't know. She's so angry.
Don't get her into anything that she doesn't, you know, the thing is, Rose, that I can't carry more bitterness than I do.
I know. I just, what I really want to know is, do you want me to have that bill in direct?
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, it costs you $200 every weekend for them to come down here, aside from the incident. And I really think they ought to know. But don't worry about it when you're ready to start. It costs you $50 each way for Ed and Tricia. That's right, and they come down here every weekend.
We charge commercial rate
there. We charge them as first class, but they have a whole plane to themselves, and, you know, and I guess you
said... Where am I going?
All right, that's $200 a week, and then when he sends out all of his dry cleaning that they have to drive down to the next little town, bring all that back.
He doesn't think I should do this, but you just charge them all together. There are times, incidentally, when they come down at my request and you don't have to pay.
Well, when Julie came up from Florida,
I would never charge her.
Or when Julie came to Florida to go on the trip, I took, what was they go by?
When Julie comes up to work, like she's working, I wouldn't charge Julie's trips at all.
Yeah, well, Connie.
She's competent, but she's a parent.
She's not really competent with other people. She rubs some of the people the wrong way and gives the wrong impression of what Mrs. Nixon's like by being like that, but.
When I say she's competent, she's got brains.
Oh, she's got brains.
I thought she's got twice the brain than that poor.
Yes, but let me tell you that Lucy runs a nice dinner and Connie wouldn't know at all about running.
Well, Lucy's good at that, but what I meant is I'm speaking from brains and
stay out,
talking right to people. I mean, Connie's just smarter. But nevertheless.
She is smart. Her only problem is that she's trying to stop Connie because she's looking to the future rather than stop that.
Sure, she's tough, mean, rude.
That's the difference, because Lucy is the kind of stuff.
Lucy, let me say, Lucy's a sweet, nice girl.
Lucy is dedicated. She'd do anything.
Of course.
And she is.
And I like her. But I say she could run the whole show.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. She probably thinks she could. She couldn't at all. She didn't. Has to be someone. It has to be someone who's a little bit tough. Liz Cochran is tough.
We have anybody for
her.
Had twice the time of the advancement and try to go out to Metricum, and they do it so much better than her program.
Oh, her program.
They can't advance anything wrong. You know that.
First place, they've had no experience. Second place, both of them.
Advancing is the hardest thing in the world.
But it's the most.
We've got people who are out. I mean, they're the first two, but I remember we are.
That's right. The other thing is that it is basically it is not a woman's world. Let's face it, as far as going in, they can't go in and order people around. The other thing is Pat doesn't have a good looking group either. She has some good looking, sharp girls.
She might be young, pretty girls.
But she's got some pretty awful homely ones. I don't know their names, but some of them are pretty bad. But today they're not homely, by the way.
Yeah, you say, look, that within Bob, I would like to put off till next week. And, oh, another thing, Henry's getting back Monday, too. Now that'll shoot that, so.
Okay. Now, you're sure you want to do that with them next week when you cancel Toad up?
Yeah, but I just can't go off poles. I'm not going to go off.
Should be a beautiful weekend there.
Yeah, we'll see.